Challenge accepted. There are no slides, so that makes it even easier anyway. I will be very quick, just quickly to mention about the Transport, Health and Environment Pan-European Programme. Some of you may know about it. It is an initiative between ECE and WHO Europe, and its aim is really to bring together transport, health and environment ministries, which it has been doing successfully for over 20 years now, to discuss sustainable transport issues in an environmental and health framework. And as a result, one of the main areas of that, of course, is active mobility, and there is a partnership focused very much on cycling and on walking. At the last high-level meeting of the PEP, as we call it, in Vienna in 21, we had a Vienna Declaration by the various member states, who highlighted, obviously, the importance of cycling and walking, and in fact adopted a cycling master plan. We're also about to finish a master plan on walking as well, with the aim of further promoting the walking aspects. Now, why am I discussing this here and in my 30 seconds that are left? Because one of the big outcomes and one of the most important outcomes of the cycling master plan and the Vienna Declaration itself is that there is a problem with statistics in terms of active mobility, and the fact that it's very difficult to find and to gather cycling specifically statistics, and we've heard that from the previous presentations. The Vienna Declaration itself aims and seeks to double cycling across the region up till 2050, I think it is. Now, that's across the region. Don't panic, Netherlands. We don't expect 47 million bicycles in that period. I think your 23 and a half is already a lot. But it is across the region, knowing, of course, that there are many countries that are at different levels of growth in terms of cycling. And so my intervention really is to say that, you know, this is something that is important, something that we'll continue discussing anyway after lunch, also in relation to the cycling infrastructure aspects, which is also tied to the PEP. But it's something that we need to look forward on how we can address as a group and wider across the three entities as well, to really see how we can measure it, and also, again, as I said previously, to facilitate the switch to these more active modes as much as possible. Your phone says 101, so I was a minute late. Sorry. Thank you, Mr. Chair.